Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net. Here we go.
We got to rock. 20, I'm going to say this week, we're not just providing helpful tips. We're providing life-saving information this week.
Well, Dean, what is the premise of any radio station? As dictated by the FCC.
Make as much money as possible.
Well, that too.
What?
We are to serve in the public interest, convenience, and necessity.
All right. I remember that. I studied that.
From Broadcast 101.
Yeah, I remember that from a long time ago.
And we are doing just that.
I feel like we've far surpassed that here today. If we don't win like some kind of award for today's show,
I think we're in line for an Edward R. Murrow Award. Or
yeah, exactly. Like I don't even need. Hang on, I'm getting a little emotional. I feel like if we've saved one life on the show today, we've done our job.
Okay. I knew I shouldn't have stayed past 11 o'clock this morning.
I think you should stay every week. I've enjoyed this so much. I am gonna,
well, you are crying.
I am going to put so many memos out this week saying, Schwani did such a great job. He should stay the entire show every week.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be fun? Come on, buddy.
It would just
Come
be
on,
a riot.
Old friend of mine. Wouldn't that be fun? You and me, the whole show.
Continue to dig a deeper and deeper hole for ourselves.
Fun, come on. I have a subject next I know is one that you are going to enjoy. The subject of best ribs in Chicago.
Food.
You enjoy a nice rib.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I'm overdue to have some ribs. I haven't had ribs in a long time.
It's a nice treat.
So now that you brought it up.
It's a wonderful treat, and we've got fantastic rib places in Chicago. And I'm telling you, after doing this food show, this Food Time show that we do, which, by the way, this week is sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant.
There's a place I'm overdue to visit as well.
All right. Well, now we got a couple of places. When you are permanent doing the news... We'll go out and celebrate. We'll go to Greek Islands.
Oh, pictures all over again.
We'll go to Greek Great. Islands, or we'll go to one of these rib places that I want to talk about in a second here. Because we've got fantastic rib place. Chicago's ribs places are famous. And I'll tell you, in the 23 years, I think, of doing this Sunday morning show, this food show, there has never been a subject which is more volatile on the food show. It's like saying, do you like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, but in food terms? What's your favorite food place? That's how argumentative, that's how loyal people are to their rib places. The reason I bring this up is, you know, remember the Carson's rib chain, right? Carson's the place for ribs.
That's exactly who I had in mind, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, see, I wasn't even sure. I went to Carson's on Ohio Street.
Mm-hmm.
First time, it's got to be 20 years that I went there.
That's about when I was there the first time.
I had a hankering for some ribs. It was last minute. I was downtown. It's like, oh, I wonder, is Carson's even still open? I couldn't tell. They were. I went over there and delighted. Of course, I was delighted. I always enjoyed the ribs there, but I've got a lot of different. Oh, and here's the reason that I'm bringing it up now. For the first time in let me see here, first time in decades, Carson's is opening another Chicago restaurant. They've had the one downtown forever.
Is that the only one they've had?
In
the one on Ohio?
Well, they had one on Ridge. Technically still in Chicago near.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Is it like Granville? It was the Ashland Ridge, maybe Bryn Mawr. One of those. It was up in that multi-intersection area.
Yeah. Good way of putting it. Yeah.
Do you love my detail on that?
The multi-intersection area.
October 1st, they're going to be opening their first Carson's location in the city of Chicago in 30 years. They still have one in Deerfield. They opened one in Milwaukee in 2013. And they have confirmed that they have taken over a space. Oh, Schwanee, wait till you hear this. Right next door at the River East Arts Center, 465 East Illinois.
I think we should do the show there.
Okay. Okay. I'm fine with that. I don't mind coming home smelling like a rack of ribs. That would be fine with me. That's a delightful smell to have on yourself. But congratulations. That's a good stink to have. First of all, congratulations to Dean Carson, whose father founded Carson's back in the late 70s. Remember when that was a big deal? That was such a big deal to go to Carson's back in the day and get, to get their ribs. And remember, I assume that they still have what they used to call garbage salad. It was a gigantic salad that was just...
That was a meal in itself.
Loaded with everything in it. It was so fantastic. And they have that wonderful anchovy salad dressing. I know they still have that because when I stopped there recently, I asked if do you still have your signature ancho. Oh yes, we've still got the signature dressing. So, congratulations to them on that. Second of all, what's your favorite rib place in Chicago? Besides Carson's, we've got them down on the list of favorite places. What is your favorite place? I'll tell you two of my other favorite places. One is the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. Fantastic ribs. Really, really, it's always a very enjoyable experience when you go. Have you gone there to the Gale Street Inn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've been there, sure, too.
We have to get you out of the house a little bit more.
You know, there was a place on Halsted that had been there for many years, not far from Old Comiskey Park, called the... Glass Dome Hickory Pit.
Oh, my.
Remember the Hickory Pit?
I do remember the Hickory Pit.
They had good ribs in there. Good barbecued chicken, too.
They had good ribs.
It was extra good.
Extra good. I love Twin Anchors. Twin Anchors mm-hmm. on Sedgwick. That's a fall-off-the-bone kind of joint. And I happen to like that. Some people, they want to fight with their ribs a little bit. For me, you give me a great sauce. I think that's key. The zesty sauce at Twin Anchors makes the ribs, as far as I'm concerned. Really, that's a really nice atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. Same with Gale Street Inn. Sauce is delicious. Their sauce makes it. So I think I think Twin Anchors and Gale Street are my two go-to places when I'm looking for ribs. I went to Chicago Q recently. They have several locations. Good. Enjoyed it. I wouldn't throw over my two favorites for either of those. How about you? 312-981-7200. What's your favorite rib joint? We'll talk about that next. Favorite rib places. This Arliss on the phone?
Hello?
Hi, Arliss.
Hi, Dean.
How are you?
Exciting. I'm great. Always good to hear you, although I kind of have a little cold like you two. But
well, you know.
Nothing some.
What are you going to do? What's your favorite rib place? Everything, when you're sick, nothing makes you feel better than ribs.
Then some good sauce. Yeah, clear out your nasal passages.
Exactly.
Anyway, Elwood's in Lincolnwood.
Oh, yeah.
And Elwood's, yeah, that's my friend's favorite place. And I myself go for the beef ribs.
Okay,
They're really good. And then just a joint in Waukegan, just take out rib tips.
Okay, what's...
Hillary's.
Hillary's in...
Hillary's. Oh. It's very old. Very, very old.
Okay, all right. Hey, I appreciate the call. It's nice to hear from you, because I'm just going to run through a few calls here real quick. Dave, you're on WGN.
Hey, Dean, good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm lovely. Used to live at Armitage in Sedgwick. I was caught between two places, La Casa del Sol, which was always good for Mexican. I agree with you about Twin Anchors, but... When you want the sauce, there's only one place to go and get it, and that's go to Heckey's.
Heckey's makes that's a good sauce and a good rib up in Evanston there, right?
The tips, I always get a couple orders of large tip, throw one in the freezer so I can nosh on it occasionally, and the other one gets split up with the family, and it's a knockout.
One
for... free tickets for gifts at Christmas time for order of Hecky ribs.
Oh, there's some good ribs there. We're unfortunately out of time. People are texting in smoke. Which, honestly, I know it's a big favorite in the old Irving Park neighborhood. Not a favorite of mine, but a lot of people seem to like it. God bless them for that. Miller's Pub on Wabash, they do have great ribs. They always have. Famous Dave's, someone is saying, for a chain, Famous Dave has awesome ribs. I agree with that. Alfie's Inn in Glen Ellen. We're going to have to assemble all these, and we'll put them up on the web because we're out of time.